Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There. Welcome to this edition of The Marginalian, formerly known as Brain Pickings, an online digest of interesting and inspiring articles across art, science, philosophy, creativity, children's books, and other strands of our search for truth, beauty, and meaning. All the articles in The Marginalian are written by its founder, Maria Popova, and can be found at themarginalian.org. You can now hear these articles as a part of the series of podcasts from Airs LA, the audio internet reading service of Los Angeles. Today's article is titled Hannah Arendt on Loneliness as the Common Ground for Terror, and how tyrannical regimes use isolation as a weapon of oppression. Loneliness is personal, and it is also political, Olivia Lang wrote in The Lonely City, one of the finest books of the year, published in 2016. Half a century earlier, Hannah Arendt, born October 14, 1906, deceased December 4, 1975, examined those peculiar parallel dimensions of loneliness as a profoundly personal anguish and an indispensable currency of our political life in her intellectual debut, the incisive and astonishingly timely 1951 classic, The Origins of Totalitarianism. Arendt paints loneliness as the common ground for terror and explores its function as both the chief weapon and the chief damage of oppressive political regimes. Exactly 20 years before her piercing treatise on lying in politics, she writes, "Just as terror, even in its pre-totalitarian, merely tyrannical form, ruins all relationships between men, so the self-compulsion of ideological thinking ruins all relationships with reality. The preparation has succeeded when people have lost contact with their fellow men, as well as the reality around them. For together with these contacts, men lose the capacity of both experience and thought. The ideal subject of totalitarian rule is not the convinced Nazi or the convinced communist, but people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction, i.e. the reality of experience, and the distinction between true and false, i.e. the standards of thought, no longer exist. What perpetuates such tyrannical regimes, Arendt argues, is manipulation by isolation, something most effectively accomplished by the divisiveness of us versus them narratives. She writes, "Terror can rule absolutely only over men who are isolated against each other. Therefore, one of the primary concerns of all tyrannical government is to bring this isolation about. Isolation may be the beginning of terror. It certainly is its most fertile ground. It always is its result. This isolation is, as it were, pre-totalitarian. Its hallmark is impotence, insofar as power always comes from men acting together. Isolated men are powerless by definition. Although isolation is not necessarily the same as loneliness, Arendt notes that loneliness can become both the seedbed and the perilous consequence of the isolation affected by tyrannical regimes. In isolation, man remains in contact with the world as the human artifice. Only when the most elementary form of human creativity, which is the capacity to add something of one's own to the common world, is destroyed, isolation becomes altogether unbearable. Isolation then becomes loneliness. While isolation concerns only the political realm of life, loneliness concerns human life as a whole. Totalitarian government, like all tyrannies, certainly could not exist without destroying the public realm of life, that is, without destroying, by isolating men, their political capacities. But totalitarian domination as a form of government is new in that it is not content with this isolation and destroys private life as well. It bases itself on loneliness, on the experience of not belonging to the world at all, which is among the most radical and desperate experiences of man. This is why our insistence on belonging, community, and human connection is one of the greatest acts of courage and resistance in the face of oppression. For in the words of the beloved Irish poet and philosopher, John O'Donohue, the ancient and eternal values of human life, truth, unity, goodness, justice, beauty, and love, are all statements of true belonging. The Origins of Totalitarianism is a remarkable read in its totality. Complement it with Arendt on the life of the mind, how we humanize each other, the difference between how art and science illuminate human life, and her beautiful love letters. And that's the end of the article. The soundtrack is Me on the Inside by Ketsa, licensed through ketsa.uk. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our web pages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Emily Mann Sanchez, and I'll be back with another article. Take care, and thanks for listening.